Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about cow-calf strategies with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and the price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
It's a mighty good time to be in the cattle business if you are a cow-calf operator. So says livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. He indicates that for those that were able to survive drought conditions and hang on to a good bit of their mama cow herd, the returns here in 2014 and probably for the next couple of years are outstanding.
You know, the cow-calf industry is in the driver's seat this year, next year, and probably at least another year beyond that in a very big way. You know, we're just seeing unprecedented returns. You know, it looks to me like the normal seasonal pressure we might see on calves or stocker cattle this fall really probably won't happen. We've got potential for decent stocker demand from a forage standpoint to buy those calves. I cattle numbers are extremely tight. This year's calf crop was a little smaller, so we won't see a big run. We're going to have strong demand. Even feedlot demand for these lighter weight animals may increase a little bit as we get into the cheaper feed costs this fall. So I'm not looking for any real decrease in calf prices this fall, even seasonally. In fact, they could actually go up a bit this fall. That's a little hard to say with these record prices, but I think it's possible.
Daryl, it seems like over the last couple of years, we've talked about this thing of it's coming, the tightness of supplies and a market response, a strong market response. And it appears here in 2014 that is finally setting up as reality.
You know, I think what's happened in 2014 is we're really seeing the implications of what's been building for several years really come home to roost. And we've had these very strong prices. We had, exceptionally strong summer markets, no weakness in the summer. You know, we're kind of asking ourselves, how long can this last? But I think the general strength in the market is going to persist. And we're probably not looking for an average top in these markets in 2014. It's probably 2015 or into 2016 before that happens. So, you know, we won't necessarily go up in the next few months like we have the last few months, but we're at the levels we are. They're fairly solid in terms of the fundamentals that are at place, and we're going to enjoy these kind of prices for quite a long period of time.
Psychologically speaking, it may be tough for some of our cattle producers to actually hold back some of our females in order to be rebuilding the mama cow herds with prices this high. Dr. Peel says it's a great time to have something to take to market.
The biggest, challenge for producers is to have something to sell. If you have it, it's going to sell pretty well. That said, there's some short-run volatility in the market, and so, maintaining some production flexibility so you don't have to sell this week or maybe this month, but next month. But any volatility in the market is fairly short-lived at this point. I'm not expecting any significant downside risk in this market to develop for, 1 to 2 years out at a minimum.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.